USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable, and we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
A 5.4 magnitude earthquake hit near southern Puerto Rico, jolting many from their beds on an island where many people remain in shelters from previous quakes earlier in the year. The U.S. Geological Society said the quake hit just off the coast of Talboa Pinuelas and was felt where hundreds of homes were destroyed by a quake in early January. The tremor also hit as Puerto Ricans remain home under a two-month lockdown to help curb the spread of coronavirus. A federal judge in Los Angeles dismissed demands by the United States women's soccer team for pay equal to that of men's. Molly Levinson, spokeswoman for the defending World Cup champions, said the plaintiffs will appeal. The suit pitted the players against the United States Soccer Federation. Members of the women's national team had sought more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination suit. The legal battle grew out of 2016 complaints filed with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission on behalf of five top women players. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A member of the Trump administration is facing legal trouble for not obeying the CARES Act. And with more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Department of Education and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos face a class action lawsuit demanding a stop to garnishment of student borrowers' wages. The suit was filed in District of Columbia Federal Court on behalf of borrowers whose paychecks continued to be garnished for student loans, which is a violation of the CARES Act. The law prohibits garnishment of wages of student borrowers through September 30th of 2020.
An altercation over coronavirus tests broke out between federal immigration detainees and officers at a detention center in Massachusetts, ending with three detainees being sent to a hospital and over $25,000 in damage to the center. The incident at the C. Carlos Carrero Immigration Detention Center in Bristol County also sparked numerous calls for an investigation of the situation. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson said that 10 ICE detainees refused to go to the center's medical unit for testing for the coronavirus after each one reported having at least two symptoms of COVID-19. ICE did not respond to requests for comment. However, Hodgson said in a press conference that ICE is investigating the incident currently. Remember, stay updated with everything that's going on around the world at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.